Welcome to Heart Speak Podcast, episode 62, part 4.
Welcome to the Heart Speak Podcast, where valuable insights are shared that bypass the mind and resonate with the heart. Listen, open your heart, become inspired, find the joy and fulfillment that awaits when you follow your heart. And now, here's your host, Dr. Christine Page.
So we're now on the third of the dark moon days, the day after the new moon. This is the day of inspiration. Day one, release. Day two, connect. Day three, inspire. And it's very much like the breath. Day one, breathe out, expire. Hold your breath out, connect. Breathe in, inspire. So simple. Every breath we pass through this cycle. And you might say, well, what about when we breathe in and we hold our breath in? Well, I see that just as more of an extension of the in-breath, the excitement. And so we have this every night. It's very interesting that before we get to bed, most of us take off our so-called day clothes and put on our night clothes. Funny we do that, isn't it? But we know that first we must release. We release our outer garments, our outer identity. That's what we did on that first dark moon day. We release. This is not who I am. And we became naked. And then we might put on night clothes, or maybe you don't. But you then go to bed. And in that sleep state, you connect. You connect through your dream states. Many of you may say, I don't know if I remember my dreams. But you're connecting. You're literally leaving your body and going into those multi-dimensions and maybe having a conversation with your guides or with your angels or with your higher self or with your God, whatever you believe in. And then you come back, wake up, and you go, aha, I've been somewhere, I'm not sure where, maybe I can't remember it. But always know that sometimes we can't remember it because it's so big, our minds, our little brains can't yet understand it, and nothing is ever lost. And then we get out of bed and off we go in the morning. So we put on new clothes and out we go again. And this is our third day. This third day of the dark moon is the time when we get out of bed and we go, aha, off I go. So this is the meditation I suggest you do. And maybe I just take you through it now, and you can go slower, obviously, in your own time. Now, some of you may remember that one of the nice things that I like to do to clear my energy is to imagine a beautiful silvery moon above my head, and it comes down, washing me down, washing me down, washing me down. That's that release phase, that first stage. Then that water goes into the place beneath my feet, be it an ocean or the earth. And then I talked about the sun rising up through the golden sun. Okay, so maybe I need to give you just that little bit more that we have talked about before in Heart Speak, that beneath your feet, 9 feet beneath your feet, 3 meters beneath your feet, is your root chakra. It's the root chakra from which we were got cut off from the 3,000 years ago. And we forgot that we actually belong to Mother Earth. Our whole essence of our belonging became tribal. We connected to people rather than to the wholeness and the fullness that Mother Earth offers us. Anyway, that's taking you a little further there. But what I want you to do is to understand that flowing through this root chakra is beautiful, golden, creative dragon energy. And what I say about that golden energy is everything that ever will be created on this earth is already in this blueprint, this grid as a blueprint. In other words, the energy of an oak tree or the manifestation of it is already set as an energetic blueprint, and all it's waiting for is an acorn to fall on the earth to send its roots into this golden energy, and an oak tree is growing. So remember, when a seed is planted, first it does, what does it do? It sends roots down. Aha! So in the darkness, the seed will send roots down into this golden creative energy. And literally what it's doing is looking for that blueprint. Aha, I'm an acorn. Where's that oak tree? In other words, it already knows that it's looking for that which is perfected form. Why am I talking about this? Because your perfected blueprint, your perfected form also exists within this blueprint. And you go searching for it on this third day, this day of inspiration. So you're not, if I'm just changing your metaphor, you're not looking up there. You're not looking for inspiration in the sky. That's where we've been told a little lie, if I may say, that inspiration doesn't live in the sky. What lives in the sky is that seed, that acorn, that's all. It's like the sperm. It's like the seed that will literally fertilize the blueprint to come alive. It could just be a lightning bolt. So it's almost like when lightning bolt hits the ground, it's manifesting something. Why am I saying that? Is I want your meditations now to all be downwards, not upwards. The upwards is easy. The down is really where the power is. Let me put it that way. So in this meditation I'm going to lead you in, we're first going to tap into our heart chakras. Why? Because in your heart chakra is literally the full perfected state of who you are, your soul's destiny, your soul's purpose. So that we are going to drop that energy, as if it was the acorn, down through our feet, through our roots, into the earth. And we're literally looking for the blueprint that's in Mother Earth that matches what our soul is here to do. Make sense? And then we're going to draw that up and we're going to bring it into our body and we're going to say, when this imprint, this soul and this blueprint meet, it's like, yes, this is what I'm meant to do. This is true inspiration. It's matching a part of you. And it's a little bit like synchronicity. You may have bought a red car and then you see everybody else has a red car and you go, wow, red car, how fantastic. Look, there were always red cars. You just didn't notice them until you had a red car. You get me? So we only see what already matches with us. And if we get excited by something, it means it's already happened. Get me? So what I'm saying there is, if you say, oh, I really want to do this, this feels exciting. Literally, you're fertilizing your dream that's been sitting there in potential. Now, as someone who's worked with intuition a long time, and including being my own intuitive, I know that everybody is intuitive. We might call it an empath, we might call it psychic. But what I'm saying is, everybody, if I worked with thousands of people in my life, teaching them intuition, everybody is intuitive, but not everybody follows. So that here you get that vibration of excitement, oh, I'm going to do this, and that little head of yours, or mine, gets in the way at the throat chakra and says, well, you're not going to do that. That's no good. You've never been able to do anything like that. Do you recognize that? So sometimes we stop ourselves because it means we're going to have to change. Well, this crisis, this opportunity for change that we're in at this moment, it's like a door opening. And here's the old world, your old world, my old world, the old world, and here's the new world. And it's the new world is there. We're in between. And there's never been a better time for us to listen to our intuition, to listen to our heart, to say, well, you know, this may be very different than anything I've ever done before, but I'm excited by it. It feels right. So on our first day of the Dark Moon, we did the clearing and I suggested you said things like, close all the doors, not in harmony with my soul. Don't do anything that I'm not meant to do. But at the same time on this day, the third day, I want you to be saying, open all the doors that are harmony in my soul. So that you're really recognizing that when something feels right, the doors just open. I mean, I'm sure you've had that experience. And it's an excitement not of, if I may say, wow, I can go out and change the world. It's an excitement that it's almost like a joy. It's like something that if you didn't do it, you'd be really sad. And it really doesn't have a need for other people's approval. That's when you know it's yours. Would you do it if nobody ever knew you did it? That's what I would always say. And what's important is to say, if I'm going to pull this dream up into my body, am I willing to nurture it, commit to it, feed it, inspire it, just as you would a child? So it's not enough just to say, I've got this idea, now I'm going to bury it. Are you willing to go far forward in it? And again, there's never been a better time for this. If you, well, I'm going to say all your spirit world, all your ancestors, everybody who's behind you is going, yay, do this, do this. When we get into our, what me, could I do that? It's almost like they all go, oh. So it's not about what you're going to get out of it in the end of the day. It's about just getting it, getting on the path. It's not, what I've often learned is, even though I might think I know what I'm going to get at the end of the day, at the end of the day, it's very different. In other words, I might go to a talk and think I'm going to listen to the teacher or the speaker, but actually the person who is sitting next to me is the next step of my journey. But if we never go to the talk in the first place, we never meet that person. So just know that the spirit world, they really are your partners in this. They want you to succeed. Excuse me, I got excited there. They want you to succeed. They are going to do everything they can to put things in your path so you can make this happen. But if you, because you have free will, nobody can make you do anything. And so even though something, a letter may come through the mail, if it mail still comes, or you might read something on the internet and an invitation to do something, and you just go, oh, I haven't got time, I'll do it tomorrow. They can't do any more. They can't make you do something. And the reason we don't follow through is usually, oh my goodness, this is going to make me have to change. Or, oh my goodness, this is going to have to make me be different than my family, or I may have to say something to my family, or I might have to commit to my family. It's not, you know, we often say, oh, I'm fear, but the fear is often change. Something's going to be different than before. And I, like I said yesterday, I'm trying to encourage you to change, because this Chiron Lilith conjunction with the new moon and sun yesterday, so much about where have you been given those opportunities for change and then, well, given them back, basically said, no, thank you, not today. It's as if the idea comes in and then you just kind of, the throat chakra throws them away. So having said all of that, I hope you're ready for this meditation. I'm sorry I gave you all the lead into the meditation, but this is, I needed to really instill in you that there are three parts to creation. One is your willingness to believe you're part of that. You're not, life isn't happening to you. You are the creator of your reality. And this doesn't go into blame and guilt. It's just that, do you believe you're in the flow of the Great Mother? Do you believe you're one with, you are loved by? So when you feel you're in that flow, it's like, well, of course, there's nothing else to do. Does that make sense? It's not like, yay, it's more like, well, of course, this is what we're going to do. It's not about hoping or believing, it's knowing. Secondly, is your willingness to do it. I know that sounds strange, but lots of people are given an opportunity, but not everybody follows. Are you willing to commit, nurture, express without any attachment to what, how the result will be? Yes. And then are you willing to really put your heart and soul into this and really tap into your heart, I should say, in terms of I'm going to be all that I am. In other words, I want to know myself in my wholeness, whatever that takes. Ready? Good. Please to close your eyes. Again, do this when you are safe enough to close your eyes. And then with your feet on the ground, let's go through this part of the meditation. Take a short breath in, a long breath out. And as you're breathing out, do the clearing. I clear away every thought of what I think my future is to be. I get rid of my 5-year plan, my 2-year plan. I'm willing to be empty, knowing that everything that's going to come into me is for my best, for my destiny, and for my wholeness. Keep the breath breathing out. I breathe out everything that is unnecessary. Now I connect. Feet on the ground. Feel there are magnets on the soles of your feet. Larger magnet in Mother Earth. Pulling you into her. And let yourself merge with her, surrender into her. But it's no effort. It's like lying in a warm bath or lying somewhere that you really love going and just relaxing, surrendering. You're safe. You're okay. She's got you. She won't let you go in a good way. Now develop roots from the soles of your feet going in all directions. Let the soil, the moist, loving soil of Mother Earth surround your roots. Especially if you haven't always trusted women or your mother, really feel the joy of surrendering, of being held by something bigger than you. Feel your roots being supported without being suffocated. Now go to the end of one of the longest roots. And that's the root chakra. See this beautiful golden energy flowing through the root chakra. You just see it streaming all around the earth. Dragon energy, serpentine energy. It literally is consciousness. It's liquid consciousness. Now just for a moment, keeping your feet firmly on the earth, connect to your heart chakra. You don't have to do anything else but just breathe in and out of your heart chakra. And feel the love that your soul has for you. It's just a sense of being embraced by yourself. And let that beautiful embrace, that beautiful energy, pass down through your body, down through your legs, down through your root, down to the root chakra, as if it's a seed landing in that beautiful flow river of golden energy. And because it's pure and because its vibration is strong, it starts to attract around it literally the blueprint that represents your soul, your next step on your soul's journey. It's like a beautiful fertilization that, as we might see two cells coming together and all of a sudden something beautiful is growing out of them. You can just feel that or know it, or you can see it. It's like a beautiful flower suddenly being developed, a bud of a flower. It's a recognition of two energies. Now I want you to draw that energy, that bud, that flower, up along your roots. Up along your legs, drawing with it this beautiful golden creative energy, saying, yes, you can do this. Then if you're a woman, to bring it into your womb. If you're a man, into the prostate. This is a place to say, I will nurture. I commit to nurturing, to bringing food to this beautiful growing part of me. And then take it up through your solar plexus to your heart chakra. And now commit to love it without conditions, to allow it to be all that it is. So to take away any conditions and say, I want to see you and love you just as you are. That's you. I'm going to allow this part of me to be seen, to be heard without judgment. I'm going to embrace it with so much love. And then taking it up through your throat chakra, over the third eye. And then you take it up to the crown chakra. And it's literally allowing you to say, this is who I am. Out of the crown chakra, this beautiful spray of energy comes. Now your bloom is full. There is this full expression without any limitations. And what you're saying is, I am a part of the universe. I shine forth beyond this three-dimensional world. I am one with the Great Mother. Just holding that in your heart, go back to your feet, just loosening your feet up a little bit, and then slowly bring your awareness back to the room. When you're ready to open your eyes, and what I want to remind you is that you may not know what the next step of your journey is. Don't go looking for something as if you've always said, well, this is what I want to do in life. When you send your heart chakra's energy, a ray of your heart chakra's energy down into the earth, it will naturally attract that which you already know or your heart already knows is right for you. So when you bring that energy up through your body, just, you don't have to know what it looks like, but on this day, you're saying, I commit to what the next stage of my journey is. And how will you know that? It's because synchronicities. You'll say, wow, that person's talking about something that I was interested in. Or, you know, I'm just going to do this. I don't know where that idea's come from, but I'm just going to do it. So in many ways, the best inspiration isn't something that you've sat and thought about for years. It's like, I don't know, but this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to call that person. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And ask the universe, ask your spirit guides to help you. Open the doors for everything that is going to allow this new dream of mine, this new idea to come to fruition. So recognize between now and the full moon, this is a very creative time, a very big time for us all. So please use every piece of this time that you might be in having more personal space than you ever thought you would, but use this time for your creativity. And if you've got children around you or anybody around you, say, this is a time we're going to be active because this is your best energy time. When you come to the full moon, that's when I want you to say, da-da, I made it. And then you're going to be going through a phase of sharing for the next week after that. And then you're going to be coming down to this place again of the waning moon when you'll do the three dark moon days again. So I hope this little series that I've given you has helped you over this amazingly important time. I have been looking at the astrology, and I'm not going to say everything's going to change overnight. It does look as if the beginning of July could be a challenging time. The coming together of Jupiter and Pluto is going to occur in that first week of July again. I don't know what that's going to look like, but many times that can be a big transformational time. It can be that you see structures that you thought you could rely on not being there for you. I don't know, so I'm not predicting. I also see that the first week in November, which for some of us is an important week, is the third pass of this Jupiter-Pluto. So the middle time is always one of the challenging ones, the July one. But when you connect to who you are, when you remember that this transformational time is not about the virus. It's not about politics. It's not about finances, even though all those things are getting affected. This is a time we called in. This is a time we knew would happen. This is this transition period that has been predicted. And that if we make the most of it, it might feel scary. We might want to say, oh, tell me what's going to happen. But you are what's going to happen. You are the ones we've been waiting for. You're the one that's creating the new world that we don't want to create from old thoughts. So another wonderful thing to be doing in this time you've got to spare, clean your house, clean out the photos you don't want anymore off your phone. Get rid of memories that are keeping you locked into an old time. Get rid of emotions that are keeping you locked into an old time. Be free, okay? And finally, I will look forward to seeing you again on Heartspeak Podcast. If you're interested in going deeper into what's really going on, and I can share that more on a webinar than I can on other platforms, perhaps, please do think about joining me on Healthily Surfing the Waves of Change. This is the three levels or three different webinars I'm doing Friday coming up. And you can find more details of that on my website under Healing into Wholeness. So bless you all. Thank you for being with me. Love any comments you want to send my way, and we'll be in touch. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Heart Speak Podcast with Dr. Christine Page. Remember to check out other episodes in the podcast archive section on www.christinepage.com. And do share with friends, family, and colleagues. Join us next time for another edition of Heartspeak.